There is something about the Gospels that is so obvious, and yet we need to remind ourselves of so regularly. And that is that the words of Jesus to his disciples in the Gospels are also meant for us as well. The biggest mistake that we can make, the worst misunderstanding we can have in our reading of the Gospels, is to think that they are merely tell about what happened to other people a long, long time ago. And that's true of all the gospel passages, but I think it's especially important to pay attention to the words of Jesus in passages such as in today's gospel. This passage is taken from Jesus' words at the Last Supper. So in a sense, they are a kind of farewell address, but only kind of, because Jesus is doing the exact opposite of saying goodbye. Rather, he talks of how he will continue to be with his disciples, and also that means how he will continue to be with each of us as well. We can sometimes romanticize or falsely idealize the experience those first disciples had with Jesus, because after all, it was easy for them. They saw Jesus every day. And yet we really know better that it's so clear that they didn't understand Jesus, that because of this, they could be upset and fearful and even abandon Jesus when things got tough. It's also clear that they didn't always get along very well with one another. What Jesus is telling them in this passage is not only that he will continue to be with them, but he will be with them in a better way. And what a great promise, a promise made to his disciples, a promise made to us. And we have so much in common with those disciples, so much more than we realize, our own fears and doubts and tough times. That's why it is so important for us to listen to what Jesus says, to do our best to keep his word, so that the Father and the Son can make their dwelling place with us, so that the Spirit can continue to instruct us, to remind us of all the things that the Lord has promised us. God love you.